When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
AC/DC. Knocking you out with those American thighs, Jackson. Big thigh guy.
Yeah, I'm a thigh guy.
All right.
I'm really good at making chicken thighs.
Can I tell you? You can't screw up a chicken thigh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like the thighs.
Oh, God, that's
very
judgmental.
Yeah, I only like the breasts.
I do. I'm with you on that one, Courtney.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm not a huge thigh guy, but, you know.
I mean, we know you're more of a booty guy.
No, but I do like, booty. When it comes to, you know, when it comes to the female anatomy, you know the saying, thick thighs save lives.
True.
That's actually, I have that as a tattoo on my...
On chicken, it's a little different.
But I don't have to... Chicken breast has to be high quality. A chicken thigh, you can get it anywhere, and it's good.
It's a different...
Yeah,
it's just different.
It's too gamey?
Yeah,
it's like...
It is a little bit gamey sometimes, yeah.
Like fatty, and there's still like some of the...
Ugh,
the cartilage or whatever it is left over.
Yeah. All right, well, breasts it is. The Greg Hill Show without Greg, I don't know if he's alive or dead, but hopefully he's doing well. And before we get to Wiggy's lead... On behalf of all of us, just thank you so much for this year. It was the best year we've ever had, not just in terms of ratings, but in terms of, you know, the Jimmy Fund was a remarkable success. Road shows continue to grow. We had a meeting this week about plans for next year, and it's just going to keep growing. But none of that is possible without the listenership that we have and the phenomenal audience and the kind people that listen to the show. And I think I mentioned it briefly on Saturday for the Jingle All the Way a couple weeks ago. I was walking up to do the broadcast with Ken, and this stranger woman was running, came and handed me a gift, and I opened it, and it was a ornament of Pudge that had forever in our hearts.
Oh.
And it was like the nicest thing you could ever do. So I just am truly humbled by the kindness and generosity of the audience of this show, and I wish everyone a very happy and healthy holiday season. So anyway, Wiggy, what is your lead today?
All right, so my lead, I gave a little preview on the Bill O'Brien interview, is that the NCAA or some federal judge in Tennessee ruled in favor of Diego Pavia. If you don't know who he is, that is the Vanderbilt quarterback that went viral for beating Alabama early in the season. And right. Then I think he beat Auburn.
Right.
And what he did is he sued the NCAA and basically the NCAA for saying that his junior college years, he spent 2 years in JUCO.
Right.
And he basically said that those years prevented him from making NIL money, because if you go to JUCO for 2 years, that goes against your 4 years eligibility.
Oh,
so
okay.
Rather than have 4 years of playing at the NCAA level,
in a way to be compensated as you are now,
right? You only get, if you do 2 years in JUCO, you basically lose 2 years of playing in college football. If you do 1 year in JUCO, you lose 1 year. So you get 4 years in total and do the math. If you do two in JUCO, now that means when you get to college football, you only have two. And his thing was, oh, that prevented me from having the ability, because I should have, those years shouldn't count against my NCAA eligibility. And I think this is a bad thing for college football. Now, it's just, what is it like when they rule in favor of something, but the NCAA appeal. So there's still this chance that they'll say, well, after looking at all the information, we're not going to do it, because there's probably about 15,000 JUCO kids that would be looking and saying, well, wait a second, you know, can I get my JUCO years, the years that didn't count? Can I get an extra year? It's just a bad thing for these young high schoolers who are coming out, because now they're going to have to compete with JUCO guys that are, you know, 2 years older than them, you know, 2 or 3 years older than them. And you already have the transfer portal, which is an absolute, it's crazy. But to do this just opens up a whole nother can of worms. If you start allowing guys, because going into it, everybody who goes to JUCO knows that when you, once you start in JUCO, your NCAA clock starts ticking.
It's ticking. Yeah, and interesting, on it's a great lead. When is that? When do they, so they're appealing it? So
yesterday, the judge granted an injunction that allows him to play the 2025 season.
Pavia.
So the NCAA appealed it. So I guess we'll kind of see what happens. And I guess the thing that, and I didn't realize this, but I guess baseball is JUCO is a big thing in baseball. Like, so college baseball, a lot of their players come from like the JUCO kind of system. So imagine that if you're a baseball player and now all of a sudden you go, okay, I can go to JUCO for 2 years and it doesn't count towards my NCAA eligibility. It just
isn't that just taking away from kids that should be aiming to try to get to the NCAA? Like, I think you're rewarding kids for like easing their way in through JUCO.
Well, JUCO is just another way for them to go, okay, I graduated from high school.
Right. I didn't get an offer that I wanted from NCAA. But,
right.
Like, tough luck.
Right.
That's the world.
But we already have that in, like, a PG year. Mm-hmm. Like, if you graduate high school and you don't have an offer from a school that you like, a lot of athletes go and do
a PG
a gap
year.
Year, a PG year.
But you can only do one PG year, and the PG year doesn't count towards the JUCO.
Right, trying to get that PG year model, the same model in college.
Bingo. They're trying to get that same model for the JUCO players that, you know, could potentially do 2 years. If you just stick with the, like, I get the.
But I don't get why the NCAA wouldn't want that. Then they have more talented players playing longer in college football.
But I guess the problem is, and this is where I think, when do you go, all right, I've been in college for 7 years. And I'm still playing.
That's Tommy Boy.
You know, I'm still playing college football. I get it if you get a season-ending injury, you get a medical redshirt. But there are some guys that are playing in college 8, 9 years, like eligibility. It's like, all right, you know, what are you doing? And you're trying to get to the NFL, or you're like, oh, I'm trying to make a little bit of money. Maybe it's like, all right, time to hit the real world. I just think this creates a bad problem for kids who might not need a PG year. Now they're having to fight with kids that are 2 years older than them.
I got it.
Or 3 years older.
Excellent lead, Wiggs. College Tom, be honest, have you seen Van Wilder?
I've heard of it.
So you haven't seen it?
That's an old school one.
Yeah, that's a good one if you get a chance, about sort of what we're talking about, staying in college.
Ryan Reynolds,
years.
Right?
Yep.
And it's based on Burt Kreischer, correct?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, I think it is.
But it would be like, imagine if somebody went to the Army for like 5 years and said, now I'm 25, I can go back to college.
Yeah, I guess, to me, if I'm running a college program, the more talented players that are available, the better.
Well, we had like Uncle Dave at BC was the quarterback,
Shinsky?
Dave Shinsky, and he was like, my freshman year, I was 17, and I believe Dave Shinsky was like 23 or 4.
Yeah, it's wild. But
he only had 1 year.
Right. Everything in college has gone out of whack.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
Bill O'Brien is spot on that we need to get a organized system in place. But thank you, Wiggs. So I'll just quickly state, before we get to Courtney here with what's trending, the Patriots fans, Gerard Mayo is not going to be fired by Robert Kraft. He may walk away. Gerard Mayo has encountered what, according to just some information I've gotten, that a lot of very talented athletes suck at coaching, whether it's Magic Johnson or Singletary or, you know, you name the great player, sometimes they have a tough time relating to the common player.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it was an age gap issue, that Belichick was too disconnected from the young player, the new age, and that Jerod Mayo was a guy that was going to be able to speak their language, get in their face, a guy that had the credibility of being in the locker room, all that. Jerod Mayo was as tough as nails, a guy who worked his ass off to become a top 10 pick, was an all-pro, rookie of the year, led the NFL in tackles in the middle of a defense that had great players like Vrabel and, you know, Harrison and Bruschi and all these guys. He feels at times that what he said in England is accurate, that these guys are way too coddled. So it's not that the gap was an age issue. It's that the roster sucks and that Jerod Mayo is not having an easy time connecting to players that don't take it as seriously as he did. I don't know how we'll get there. I think that they're going to give him an offseason where they have a roster that is far more talented and they have a coaching staff that he has far more control of. But there exists the potential that Jerod Mayo hates this, that he can't connect to the player. He's made a hell of a lot of money in his life, and he decides that this is not something that he enjoys. Because the Jerod Mayo that I saw yesterday was far different than the Jerod Mayo I saw at the beginning of the season. It's aged him. It's worn on him. He's had a lot of self-inflicted wounds, but a lot of issues that were the doing of others. So it's going to be a fascinating offseason with the Patriots, but if you're sitting here waiting for, you know, this week, guys, I think they had that, was it Monday, where they moved the team meeting and everybody's like, ooh, is Jerod Mayo going to get... Don't wait for it. Robert Kraft is not firing Jerod Mayo, no matter what anybody else says. Not going to happen. Take it to the bank.
It is interesting, like some of the guys that, great players that weren't very good coaches, you brought up Magic Johnson. It said Wayne Gretzky. I didn't know Wayne Gretzky coached.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know. It says Wayne Gretzky finished 143, 161, 24 in 4 years as head coach of the Coyotes.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Ted Williams, I didn't realize he coached.
I didn't either.
I remember Isaiah Thomas. He didn't do well as a coach.
Oh, not good at all.
But it is crazy. But Larry Bird did do good as a coach.
That's true.
Yeah,
I mean, it works for, you know, for certain guys.
Yeah.
But I do wonder if Larry would be successful today. You know what I mean? Like in the changing world of players. But you're right. He was successful. Danny Ainge was, you know, a very good coach, not a great player.
Right. That is an interesting point, like, because when you think of, like, the great, like, Michael Jordan, we consider the greatest basketball player ever, but struggled as a GM, because, you know, he was kind of like, you know, even though he owned Charlotte, he was more of the GM, too,
right.
And he kind of, like, maybe struggled as a GM, but it is interesting to see that, you know, some of the times that some of the greatest players struggle as head coaches. And then you look at some of those players that were solid, not great, to do well, like a guy like Dan Campbell.
Right. It's true. And it's there are more examples of that because we forget Jerod Mayo was drafted in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And he immediately was the middle linebacker on a team that was a play away from being perfect in 2008. Like, he was a guy right out of college into this defense with Bill Belichick. And whatever we've heard about Bill O'Brien and Bill Belichick, which he just corrected the record on, Jerod Mayo and Bill Belichick ain't good. Not good at all. They are not on the same page. We kind of knew that, but I think that there is a sadness on the part of Jerod Mayo that he doesn't have Bill to sort of kick the tires on about how to deal with certain things. But nonetheless, those are our leads. We have the news coming up in about 10 minutes with what online real estate websites are including for people in pursuit of a home, the details of the neighborhood that I guess won't surprise you, but should. But right now, here's Courtney with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. We talked a lot about Jerod Mayo yesterday and his job security. It's been on everybody's mind this past week. He was asked by the media yesterday about a report that he was assured a job security for next season. Here's what he had to say.
I'm not sure where that story came from. Look, I have multiple conversations on a daily basis with ownership, and they've always been supportive.
You've also talked about getting better in year two. Has that been assured to you that you have been?
No, again, for me this week, like, my focus is on this game, the Bills here today. Like, things that happen at the end of the season, like, I can't control those things, so it's all about the Bills.
All about the Bills. Mm-hmm. The Celtics are back in action tonight. They have the Bulls at the TD Garden. Sam Hauser, Kristaps Porzingis, and Xavier Tillman are all listed as questionable. Tip is at 7:30. And the Bruins wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. Puck drop at 9. Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Broncos at the Chargers. 8:15 start. You can listen to that game right here on WEEI. Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is pretzel roll sandwiches for $5 each. That's right, pretzel roll sandwiches are $5 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 37 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 43. I neglected to mention, do we have Vase Set at Jackson? Have you put that together?
That I did, and that we do.
All right, we'll do They Said It next. We'll get to the news with Courtney in 20 minutes.